Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and we're going to continue being led by the Spirit of God, because that's what we're talking about this week. And when people will get rooted and grounded in the Word, that is the place where one can really grow into maturity. You know, God can speak many different ways to His people. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. There's many different ways, but that many who put emphasis on hearing voices, if you will. In other words, the Lord said this and the Lord said that. I always tend to be a little uncomfortable when that expression is used a great deal. There are times that, I mean, God literally has spoken, not audibly, but very clearly, so I couldn't mistake what He was saying. But generally, on the whole, He speaks through the Word of God or through impressions, slight impressions, thoughts that come, and it's always very gentle. He doesn't shout. That's sort of contrary to his manners. He's a very polite and gentle instructor. He's our counselor, our guide. That's who the Holy Spirit is. And people that use that say, well, the Lord told me this, the Lord told me that, rather than basing their actions and their beliefs on the authority of what God is saying in His Word. And, you know, Brother Glass used to say, those that didn't do that, they don't have enough sense to come in out of the rain. Beloved, there are many voices in this world, but there's one voice that we can know, one voice that never leads astray, that never puts us under bondage or in bondage, and it's called the Bible. And the tragedy of this is that there are many sincere young Christians who go off in this direction, and they're deceived. We can't be led by prophecy. First and foremost, we have to be obedient and faithful to read the Word of God, to hear what God is saying out of His written Word. And when we become rooted and grounded in the Word of God, then we can rightly understand His holy Word. We can grow in Christ. We will have discernment of that which is of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And in the Holy Ghost, He will speak in that still small voice of the heart, through the thoughts of our mind. But when emphasis is put on, let God lead you and talk to you, there's just a carnal danger in that, because when every Christian can and does hear the voice of God, that is when they read the Bible. There's no error in that. And so you might say, well, Sister Glass, the question arises, how can I know it's the voice of God speaking to me? Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and 33 says, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. In other words, when God speaks, it will not bring confusion. It will not bring contradiction to the Word of God. It won't bring unrest. He will bring peace. God is a God of order. He's a God of peace. He's serene. He's gentle. And when you feel led to do something or say something, if you're agitated in your spirit, if you're troubled about a thing, if it brings confusion, if you're disturbed or disquieted in your soul, then either wait on God until you are completely at peace, or rebuke whatever leading or impression in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you've not obtained the peace of God over the matter, then that lying spirit will leave, because he wants to dishonor, or especially the Pentecostals. We have really been the ones that should be hearing most the Word of God, being led by the Spirit of God. Unfortunately, they have gone off on tangents, which has brought reproach to the gospel of Christ. God doesn't make you flaky. He doesn't make you uncomfortable when he's leading you to do something for his glory. You may have to step out in faith. That's not what I'm talking about. I hope you hear my heart. You're never driven to any kind of urgent frenzy that accompanies so many people's so-called leading. So God never drives you like a whipped animal. The Holy Spirit doesn't drive, beloved, but he leads and he reveals. And a great many Christians don't know the difference between being led of God, being led by the Spirit, and having a compulsion to do something. It's important that you hear this. Although even some things they do by their compulsion can be scripturally correct, when it's done by the flesh or out of the flesh or by the wrong motive or by a lying spirit, it kills and destroys instead of accomplishing what the Word of God states and what God wants. What does the word compulsion mean? It means the state of being compelled, an irresistible impulse to perform an irrational act. So when you're being led by the flesh, or when a person has given themselves over to listening to little voices speak to them to do certain things, then you have a compunction which creates an anxiety arising from awareness or of guilt, if you will, or distress of mind over an anticipated action or result. So, beloved, how can we just say that God doesn't lead you down a road of anxiety? He doesn't give you a troubled spirit. When God speaks to you to do something, whether from his holy word or from within your heart or the thoughts of your mind, it's peaceful, it's orderly, and most importantly, it's scripturally correct. We're told that there are seven characteristics of the Holy Spirit. That beautiful passage found in Isaiah 11:2, which talks about the Spirit of the Lord being on Christ. There's the Spirit of the Lord, there's the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might or power, the Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. This is the source of spiritual power. It's the sevenfold Spirit of God. I'm thinking of Revelation. There were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. I'm not sure exactly where that is, but that just, I remember that wording. And we are to be led by the Spirit to the Word of God, in the Word of God, by the Word of God, and for the Word of God. The law is totally fulfilled, Paul stated in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And, you know, if you're troubled by anxiety, if you're troubled by compulsions to do something you feel that God wants you to do, and to right the wrongs of the world by yourself, beloved, we're just one little part in the body of Christ. Or, you know, if you're fearful, if you're distressed, if you're on a treadmill that seemingly will never end, where you bite off, it seems, more than you can handle in trying to do God's will, having 10 different things you're trying to do all at once, well, let God take you up in his arms and give you peace. Just settle down. Wait on God for his mind in the matter. And you know what? I want to stop right now and just pray, because we need to remember this. And I'm speaking now from experience as one who's tried to do too many things at once, all of which were valid in themselves. But, you know, experience sometimes is a hard taskmaster. We learn the hard way. And it's much better to do one thing exceptionally well for God than to do 5 or 10 things badly, which only brings you anxiety and pain and gives no glory to God at all. Paul tells us to be filled with the Spirit in Ephesians 5:18. Let me just pray. Father, you see those who, they want so much to please you. They want to walk in your will. They want to be obedient. But Father, we know we have an adversary, and he will use all manner of things. He'll tempt us with evil, and he'll overwhelm us with good. Lord, you know sometimes we just want to do so much for the Lord, and we end up, Lord, in a place of exhaustion, mentally overwhelmed. And Lord, sometimes we just need to learn to say no. Because, Lord, you don't drive us, you don't force us, but you want us to do things decently and in order. That's why you gave us the Sabbath principle, a time of rest. Jesus repeatedly drew off by himself, Father, to pray and rest. He would say that to his disciples, come aside and let's rest. Because we cannot constantly be in a state of ministry. God knows the human frame. Jesus was flesh just as we are, and he got tired, and he got hungry, and he got angry. He never sinned, but he knew all the range of human emotions. He wept. And so, beloved, I just pray God will strengthen you and give you clarity of heart and mind, and that you won't, I just rebuke that spirit of being overwhelmed. And just, I speak peace right now in the name of Jesus, that you will trust him. God is eternal, and he's in the present moment. We can't live in the past, we can't live in the future, but he's with you right now in that present moment. And I'm praying he will give you the direction, the answers, the grace, the strength you need to be all that God is calling you to be. Hallelujah. Well, I pray that, you know, sometimes we just need prayer, and I'm asking prayer that God would lead this ministry, would lead me, meet my needs, and I'm praying that for you. And so if you are in a special place where you just need the support of agreeing prayer, the announcer will give our contact information. If you email, of course, if you write, there's no issue, but if you email, I will certainly confirm and pray with you and for you. But if you would like a personal answer, more extended ministry, I ask you to include your mailing address, never to be shared. I'm very protective of my spiritual family, and I love all of you deeply, whether or not you've written. I pray for you every day, my radio family, and of course, my UCM partners. Then I can know how to pray specifically. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.